Dead Set Legends. Brought to you by Paddy's Markets. Looking for something fun to do this weekend? Visit Paddy's Markets at Haymarket or Flemington. paddysmarkets.com.au. The grand final edition of the Dead Set Legends.
Saturday Fever.
Sydney's 104.9.
Yeah, it's Triple Panther, okay. And the show sponsor, it's an absolute cracker. Paddy's Market's been with us right from the start of the show,
They've
boys.
Been sensational.
They hung with us through COVID when they weren't even open, and they are certainly open now, and they're the place to be. They've got the best produce and plenty more. Head to Paddy's Markets this weekend at Haymarket or Flemington, paddysmarkets.com.au. Yeah. Thank you very much for your support. Huge second hour coming up in the show. Coming up, we've got Ryan Girdler talking all things the NRL Grand Final. Jude Tackles gives it to some of the award ceremonies this week. And, of course, we're going to go deep into the NRL Grand Final. It's going to be an absolute cracker. Don't go anywhere here on the Dead Set Legends.
Swarland, Jude Bolden, Wendell Saylor, the Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Our next Grand Final guest is as Penrith as the Museum of Fire. Across his 13-year career, he's scored more points than you've had hot dinners.
As long as you haven't had more than 1,600 hot dinners.
He's represented New South Wales at origin level, plus Australia at the World Cup in 2000. But more importantly, took the Panthers to their last premiership win back in 2003.
And the Panthers, they get up and win!
He is Triple M and Penrith royalty. Please welcome to the Grand Final edition, Dead Set Legend, Sir Ryan
Girds. Oh, please.
There it is.
Oh, Gus.
Look at that.
Please.
There you go, Girds.
Thanks for having me.
There you are, brother. Great to have you on the show. How excited are you? We've obviously been hearing from MG all week, and you've been on the Brekkie show as well, but you're only 24 hours out now. How excited are you as a Panther?
It's been an amazing week. A lot of people have come up through the week and said, oh, are you nervous? You know, I like the team at the moment. I don't feel that nervous. That might change a little bit tomorrow, but I've got to say that the thing that I've really enjoyed about the week was all the stories that friends and family have sort of been regurgitating about what it meant for them back in that and going through those moments again. Like, people just ring me up and say, remember we did this, or remember after the game we did this, and family and what it meant to them. Because I think when you're in it, you can't, you know, it's your achievement and it's something you share with the community and like, but, you know, you can only experience your moment. So yeah. It's nice to hear about, you know, everyone else's week and how they felt, and the fact that it's bringing back all those memories for those people. It's so special. It's been great.
Hey, good. It's back in 2003 when you won that premiership. The Roosters, obviously.
All right, mate.
No, that, like, they were the favourites. They had the big guns. But you just had this confidence in 2003, much like the team this year.
Well, it's funny. Whenever you speak to someone that's played in a couple of grand finals and lost them, they say that when they finally win one, all they have is relief, because they know of the emotion and the pain that it takes when you lose and the couple of months that you go through after that. I've never lost one, yeah, so we didn't know that feeling. And you look at these guys that are going into the grand final tomorrow for Penrith, and none of these guys have played in one before, and the ones that have all had success. So they don't know the pain. So they really don't know what it's potentially going to feel like if they don't get the job done. And I think on the back of that, they're just going in there to do their thing like they've done, you know, all season.
Gertz, Bellamy's is a genius, and he, you know, the Storm find a crack in the opposition. Where would they be focused on the Storm?
You know, I love our wingers. I love what they do. Coming out of the backfield, they're brilliant. I think they average over 600 metres almost, you know, throughout the season proper. But they're not the tallest wingers. You know, so a little bit of a concern for me would be Vunivalu on Mansour over on that side. So I'd be making sure that, you know, big Crichton, Stephen Crichton's out on that side. He's probably about 6'4". He might be able to help the source out just a little bit. And that's one area throughout the season you've seen when Penrith score, I think, more tries than any other team off kicks. Mm-hmm. But they do it because they don't actually aim for the edges and the wingers. They aim a little bit in for Kickow and Martin and Naden and the guys coming through. So there might be a little chink in their armour there, and obviously there's the inexperience element as well. If you see a little crack and you see one or two of these guys just not handling the moment, they'll get identified and they'll play with
don't
it.
Don't get ambushed by like Canberra.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I didn't do the game last week. Obviously, you and MG, you guys would have been pretty happy. But what was the go between Naden's been wonderful all year. All of a sudden, Tyrone May goes to the centre position and Naden's on the bench, doesn't get a run, but now he's back in. What's the thing behind that?
Yeah, I'm back on.
Yeah.
Look, it's interesting, Del. He had a few defensive issues throughout the season, especially he got isolated a couple of times early on in that Roosters game, Gussie, when you guys got off to that great lead. And Tyrone May is just a guy that Ivan's always been able to depend on. He reads defence really well. He's probably not as quick as Naden, but he's also got the element of ball playing to his game as well, so he can go in and sort of create some opportunities. He scored that good try last week. I feel really sorry. I don't think he'll play Naden today. Tomorrow, I think he'll probably go with May. And the interesting thing, last week it was different because Capewell was in the side and Kickow wasn't available. So whether or not, you know, he's going to find himself with Naden on the bench when you've got someone like Capewell who can fill in the centres is going to be a big call that the coach needs to make. But they're the tough calls at the end of the season. There's always two or three guys that have contributed a lot throughout the season that miss out on a jumper on the big day, and it's devastating.
And they don't get the medal, they don't get the ring. What about the weather? We talked about with the AFL grand final, Jude saying it could be, you know, that real Gabba weather like the cricket we remember with the thunderstorms and the lightning and stuff. They're saying the same thing tomorrow night out at Homebush.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying, oh, if it rains, the storm at home. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, they've both got games that can handle those sort of conditions because they, you know, high completion rates. They've got great kicking games. They play with lots of energy. So the kick chase, they've got, you know, creativity around the middle of the field. So if it's just done through the middle and it's Cameron Smith versus Happy Coruscant, that's a good battle within itself. Mm. With, you know, getting your forwards over the defence, over the defensive line, and then, you know, getting a good kick on the end of it. So both teams, I think, can adjust to those conditions, no problems.
Let me ask you this, mate. You're one of the judges of the Dally M points at some stage. Do you think it was the right result?
He had a fantastic year, Jack White. Mm. And, you know, it just depends on how you look at it, Wendell. Yeah. I thought he was the guy that when the Raiders needed someone to pull him out of the fire, he did that on numerous occasions. I think with Nathan this year, obviously he had guys around him that were taking points off him at the back end of the year, like Luai and Fisher Harris and things like that. So I don't have a problem with the system. Yep. I think it works. I think you had a fantastic year, Jack.
Surely the best player should get the award, is what I'm saying. Like, he had a great season.
Yeah, he did.
But he didn't play as well as Cleary. So Cleary's the best player, and he should have got the award.
That happens,
that's
mate.
Why the system
There's an argument
is,
for that as well. Yeah, absolutely.
It's flawed.
Yeah.
Mate, you're flawed, mate.
Oh, wow. I know you've had to deal with this bloke for years. Jude and I are only just spending our first year with him.
How have you found it?
He's kidding himself.
It's suffocating.
Okay. Okay, thanks so much, mate. Best of luck. Best of luck for the Panthers tomorrow night, mate.
Thank you.
Looking forward to seeing your show. You've got Lazarus on and Roy Simmons coming up after us at 12 o'clock. Coming up next, it's Jude Tackles here on the Dead Set Legends.
This is the grand final edition of the Dead Set Legends. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland.
Welcome back to the Dead Set Legends with Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. We're doing it for our mates at Paddy's Markets. And it's time now for Jude Tackles. From the backyard to the racetrack, you need the right tools for the job, available at Sydney Tools.
Hey, Jude Tackles.
Yeah, an opportunity for Jude just to fire up something that's gone under your claw this week, brother. Who is it?
Righto, lads. A number of major sports awards this week, and we're talking Dally M and the Brownlow Medal, and it's fair to say it was amateur hour. First of all, the release of the winner, Jack Whiten, well before it was announced. No doubt it simply ruined the spectacle for the viewer, a bit like casting Arabella de Busso or Roxy Jacinco on SAS. When an article hit the Telegraph website showing the final leaderboard a few hours before the presentation of the medal, it's fair to say someone's cocked it up. I mean, no one likes a surprise these days, really, do they? Kids are more likely to put their Christmas presents on eBay before it has any chance of sitting under a tree. For Jack Whiten, the NRL managed to come in and confiscate the possible winners' phones. I know you, Gussie, would have been up in arms if someone took your phone, especially if you're unable to slide into my wife's DMs or take some selfies on a special night out. Yeah, you, the self-proclaimed king of Rat Park. Hats off for the effort. Of course, then we had the hologram interviews. But it's a bit like listening to Del proudly singing a song and then still think he has the voice like John Legend after he's just butchered it. Super awkward. But not as awkward as Rudy Giuliani in that compromising position in the hotel room tucking his shirt in the new Borat film. But still, speaking of awkward, we turn to the Brownlow Medal. Lachie Neal from the Brisbane Lions was crowned the AFL's best and fairest for 2020. As the glorified virtual conference came to a finale, he was asked to place the medal on himself. No one actually presented it. Mm. They could have got the coach, Chris Fagan. They could have got his wife to present it. Or even Brownlow medalist Simon Black, who was in the room. Nope, just do it yourself, Lachie. Bloody hell. Brownlow DIY nightmare. There's your new next reality TV show. All in all, two worthy winners, but it was a piss-poor way in which two awards nights unfolded. But it is grand final weekend. Let's all enjoy it. Sadly, the Roosters aren't there to get Gussie a bit excited, but trust the Mountain Men will. Go the Panthers, Bolton out.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful, Jude. Thank you very much. That is Jude Tackles All, thanks to our mates at Gear Wrench. Coming up next, your chance to join the show on 1-triple-3-5 through your favourite grand final memories here on the Dead Set Legends.
This is the big one. The grand final edition of the Dead Set Legends. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton, Gus Wallman. Sydney's 104.9. Triple Panther.
Yeah, it's Triple Panther, okay. This is the Dead Set Legends. Wendell, Jude and Gus Wallen. We do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. We're talking best favourite grand final memories, boys, and we're going to go through ours in a moment, but an opportunity to win some Bledisloe tickets for anyone who would like to join us on 1-triple-3-5-3. What is your favourite grand final memory? We'll take your calls in the next break for your chance to go to the Bledisloe Cup. It is back in Sydney next Saturday. Don't miss the Qantas Wallabies taking on the All Blacks at ANZ Stadium. Get your tickets at Ticket Tech. Let's start the ball rolling. A man who played in a few grand finals, Wendell Saylor, what is your favourite grand final memory?
Geez, I've had a few in my time, but look, I was a Manly fan as a kid, but in 1992, I was at school, and this man who was one of my idols, Steve Renouf, mate, scored an unbelievable try in the grand final.
Langer away for Renouf. Renouf, we haven't seen much of him today. Now take a look at him as he crosses the halfway. They won't catch him. He's heading for the corner. And he's over.
Wow.
That's so boring.
Oh, Rex Turp later. Kevy Walters out ball. Steve Renouf, laters.
It's so boring, mate, going for a Bronco memory like that.
Oh, but I told you, I was a Manly fan as a kid because Dale Shue and Martin Bella were from. But look, I've got another one here if you want.
Okay, well,
yeah. Yeah. To the uprights. Then for Campion.
Oh, no.
Away for Carroll. Carroll for Saylor. Saylor will make it. Saylor's over.
Oh, no.
Wendell Saylor is in for Brisbane.
Is that against the Roosters in 2000?
Roosters. Yeah,
oh, no.
That's the one you wanted to buy from the set game.
I didn't. I don't know, Kat. I think Kat might have got that. That was 2000. That was virtually game over.
I heard you queuing up Kat before. Yeah. That's
great try, big deal.
Luke Phillips, man of the match in that game. Should have got man of the match. Shut up, mate.
Mate, Darren, like, well, I'm out of here.
You've had your say. See you, champ. What about you, Jude?
Hey, for me, 2013 grand final, Roosters versus Seagulls. 14-18 the score, 60-minute mark. This is what happened.
And they're trailing by four. And here they go.
That's Sonny Bill.
Lovely ball away.
Malone.
The ground, count. Runs to Minicello. Minicello lost the ball to
the back page.
He'll score. Can
He will.
They're back at 18-19.
And then he iced the goal too, and we went on with that Jennings try as well. So beautiful. Hey, great memory. Well done, Jude. Yeah. You failed, Del. You're very, very good, Jude. Let's throw it out there on 1-triple-3-5-3. Your great or your favourite grand final memories. We'll take your calls after this. Your chance to win those Bledisloe Cup tickets.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, shot in the dark by AC/DC here on the Dead Set Legends. It's the grand final edition, and we are pumped. We've got the last half an hour of the show to come. We're going to the open line on 1-triple-3-5-3. Your favourite memories from grand finals. The Bledisloe Cup is back in Sydney next Saturday, so we're giving a double pass to the best caller. Don't miss the Qantas Wallabies taking on the All Blacks at ANZ Stadium. Get your tickets at Ticket Tech. We're going to Warren in Reesbury. What is that moment for you, Warren?
Mate, it was, I think, the 2002 Grand Final where the Roosters played the Warriors.
Yeah, yeah.
And I took my son for the first time. He was only a little fella, and it was. I've been a Roosters supporter since 73, and this was the first Grand Final he'd ever been to, and we won. And Brad Fittler held up the trophy, mate, and that was the best moment of him. Yeah, father and son moment you could ever have, mate.
Good on you, Warren. Well, that was going to be my moment too, so let's play the audio to that.
To Flannery. Flannery to Rickardson. Rickardson to Fletcher. Fletcher puts the arm up and he goes over. Fletcher scores. Now it's one-way traffic.
One-way traffic, all right. Yeah, it was 8-6 to
at
the Warriors.
The end of the grand final.
With the last 20 minutes to go, and then Villasanti took out Freddie, and then he kicked a 40-20. Then we scored four unanswered tries. Yeah. See you later, Warriors. Tell your story walking. Thanks, Warren. Let's go to Lisa in Sutherland. G'day, Lisa.
Rotten, mate. Hi, how you going?
Great. What is your grand final memory?
The last 30 seconds of the 2016 Sharky Storm Grand Final. Oh. Hands down the best Grand Final ever.
It really was incredible. The Storm could have nicked it right at the death there, but in the end, the Sharkies got the job done. Thank you, Lisa. What about Mark in Barrel down in the beautiful Southern Highlands? G'day, Mark.
How you going, mate? How are you?
Very well. Well. What's your Grand Final memory?
The greatest moment was my country's first Grand Final as 8-year-old. He's a Melbourne supporter. Well, he turned to me and we're down 40-0. He said, I don't think we're going to win today, Dad. I was great to see Steve Menzies score a try for what he did for the Manly Club, an ambassador for the NRL. It was great to see the Beaver go out a winner.
Yeah, the Beaver certainly one of the absolute best. He actually emceed a Gotcha for Life lunch yesterday. He's an absolute champion in every way, always giving back. Thank you so much, Mark. We're going to give the double pass away to Warren, though, for that father and son moment in the 2002 Grand Final. So you're off to the Wallabies.
Well,
the Qantas Wallabies taking on the All Blacks today in Z Stadium. Get your tickets at Ticketek. Good on you, Warren.
Good on you, Warren.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, mate. Have a great weekend. More on the Dead Set Legends coming up. We have got the Grand Final week, being part of that week, AFL and NRL with Jude and Wendell. And, of course, we're going in-depth with the preview of the big one.
This is the Grand Final edition of the Dead Set Legends. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland.
Yeah, Panther FM, it certainly is. And go the mighty Panthers tomorrow night. AFL Grand Final, obviously, at the Gabba tonight, the first time, and it's a battle of the Cats. Let's talk about you two guys. You, Abdel, you played in four Grand Finals. Finals, we're involved in four grand finals, three for you, Jude. Just what's it like for myself and the listeners to be involved in a grand final week? Can I go to you first, Del? What's it like being in a grand final that whole week, the build-up?
Well, look, I think I was very lucky because, you know, as I said, 92, I was at school, and then I was lucky enough to go to the Broncos in 93. I played the first two, and then Steve Renoff came back in the last two. But just the build-up of the week, it's like, for the Brisbane players, because the first year, the 92, when they won it, it was just, they went, and I was just going like, what is this? Like, I'm not saying all the fans come out, but, you know, they make sure they get around training for the week, and there's such a build-up, you know, and I think you virtually train from, like, Monday to Wednesday, and then you fly to Sydney about the Thursday, you've got the grand final breakfast and that sort of stuff, and then you set up camp. I think at that stage, we set up camp back at Broughton Le Sands there.
So can you actually do your normal work and stuff, or do you just know it's different and you just embrace the change?
No, you know it's different. Like, you know, just the build-up. And don't forget, like, I was 18 turning 19, and I'm just going, how good's this? Last year I'm back in Serena hoping to get a contract, and now I'm in the squad, but I know I'm not getting a game, but you're on a, like an 8 or 9 man bench. And then, you know, it's one of those things where it's very surreal. Tina Turner's going to be there. It was one of the best things ever.
Did you meet Tina?
Yeah, mate, 100%. In the photo.
What does she think of Big Del?
I don't know if she thought much. It wasn't Big Del back there. I was like a little licorice stick. And I remember when we were taking the trophy around, I made sure, you know, you made sure you're all part of it, because that's what the Broncos were, a bit of a culture. But I remember in the photo, I was thinking, if I get close to Tina Turner, everyone back at home in Serena, not that I was thinking about me, but they'll see.
Worry about the game or anything.
No, but we won the game against, you know, the Dragons. They backed it up, the boys, and went back to back. I think it was 14-6. It was, mate, unbelievable. But just the whole week, but even after it, going back to Brisbane and just people at the airport, and, you know, you're on the bus, and it's just the line of people.
How long's the party go for after a grand final win?
Oh, mate. It's long in Brisbane, especially. I was a young bloke, so I didn't drink back then. I didn't drink till I was 21. But just being around Alf, I was still like a, I was like a little bit of a groupie, because I played with the boys that year. But still, like, it was so surreal to see Steve Renoff, Alan Cairn, all these guys, Trevor Gilmeister. It was unbelievable.
Superstars. Yeah. What about you, Jude? You're involved in three, won a couple.
Well, it starts on the back of the prelim. It's like this euphoric feeling, like you just sort of, you think you're king of the world, but you know that there's the biggest moment still to come. And I think, you're just floating through the week, and there's people coming out of the woodwork for requests for tickets and stuff like that. You try and sort of bunker down a bit. But, yeah, as Del mentioned, those open training sessions, and we saw, obviously, Penrith this week with, you know, fans out there, even though we're in a COVID environment and things like that. It's just such a good feeling going through. And then for us being in a you know, Sydney, and then flying down into Melbourne, into the heartland of AFL, and then you're seeing all the red and white throughout the city and the whole parade. It is phenomenal. You sit in the back of the car, go through this parade, and the build up, it gives me tingles, that whole feeling. And I still talk to people and say, when you walk out of the MCG on grand final day, you know, I can still feel the energy go into my lungs. So you go out the concrete cavern onto it, and there's 100,000 people there. There's no better feeling.
Can I ask both of you, how do you reckon you would analyse your grand final? So in the three that you played and the ones that you played, Del, did you actually play good games?
Yeah, look, it was easy to play good games when we had the team because we were just expected to win. Even though, like, a couple of those, we played the Roosters and then the Bulldogs. At no stage, when you got Brad Thorne, Shane Webke, Darren Lockyer, you know, Alan Langer, Kevin Walters, you know, at your best, without being cocky, you know they're not going to beat you. Mate, Big Gordy, when Big Gordy's leading from the front, you know. And if we got beat, it'd be an upset. So even at halftime, I think against the Bulldogs have beaten us in 98 at halftime. Mate, I think we went on to score like 20, 22 points in the second half. Tony Carroll was on fire. Gordy was just menacing. And Lockie just controlled it from the back.
Yeah, me individually, I don't think I was that good on grand final day. But, you feel like you're one of the most trusted in that sense as well. As like you don't let your teammates down. But I didn't. Individual game, it wasn't really that special at all.
Just all about getting the result. Thanks, boys. Love that insight. Coming up next, we're going in-depth. We're going to do the preview of the Panthers versus the Storm. Stop singing, Del. Honestly, you're
butchering songs.
God, you've butchered songs this year.
Grand final week, I love it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Big Del, baby.
Dead set legends. Shut up, mate.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends.
The Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9. Triple Panther, Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Wallen. We do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. We're going to preview the grand final now between the Storm and the Panthers from 1 p.m. tomorrow. Triple M will start 10 hours of Out There at Home Bush. Dan, of course, leading the call, been as brilliant this year as he has been always. MG, Dell, Gerds and, of course, Emma Lawrence on the sideline. Should be an absolute cracking match. Let's cue the big fella.
Dell, if you're in the Panthers camp, what do you want to see in that first 10, 20 minutes of the game?
I just want to see them take it to the Storm through the middle. That's where the Storm, obviously, the last couple of weeks, just played up tempo, and we saw it last week, you know. They just started fast, and bang, Jesse Bromley scores that first try because Cameron Smith just does what he wants around that ruck area. The Panthers, you know, sometimes they're slow to start, but for me, I just want to see them be real aggressive. James Fisher-Harris, we know Tarmow, what he does, but James Fisher-Harris, I think he's the key. Isaiah Yeo's playing some really good football, but I think for me, the big alpha in that Panthers forward pack is James Fisher-Harris. Mm-hmm. He's the one that can take it to Jesse Bromwich and these sort of players and Nelson Asofa. He's the bloke that's got to stand up.
Experience is something that people are talking about, and the fact that the Storm have so much of it and the Panthers don't have much of it. How big a thing is that, do you think, Del?
Mate, it can play a part on it, but for me, when I look at the Panthers, mate, they don't care. They'll play
so
whoever.
Confident at the moment.
Mate, yeah, they are so confident and they're relaxed. Like, you know, no one expected them to be here. And people can say whatever they wanted. Even if people would have tipped them for the eight, no one would have expected them to be looking at 18 games in a row, you know, 18 games, you know, to win. And then also being in the grand final, everyone's going, at some stage, they're going to fall over. But there's a confidence. There's a way that Ivan Cleary speaks where even like he's not surprised. But even when you hear like, see Brian Tuttle, you know, get interviewed and all these sort of players, Crichton, they're not surprised here because all through their juniors, they've played together, and the players that are even there, like Tarmow and all that sort of stuff, he's had some grand final experience. Appy Coruscant coming out saying, look, he doesn't really feel like, you know, he was part of that South Premiership because Isaac, Luke, you know, just there's a lot of humility in that Panthers side. There's no big heads. And for me, I reckon as a fan, not just Panthers fan, but NRL fan, you go, I don't mind who wins, but I just think Panthers, what a great story.
We just heard, you know, legendary Panther Ryan Girdler say there could be that late change in terms of Brent Naden. Do you agree with that or not?
Look, man, I was listening to Girds because I was interested in why would you... Naden has been so good all year, but I understand that that defensive vigor's under pressure a little bit. Naden can rush out of the line, and when they scored those couple of tries, Girds would have been all over that because obviously, you know, he was a world-class centre in his day. So I understand if that's the way Cleary's going to go, well, he's doing it for a reason. I know Naden didn't get on last week, but... Oh, geez, everything at the moment, the Panthers, and they've got a good record too, boys. I'm not sure if you know this. They've got a good record at ANZ Stadium. They've won their last five there. So that gives them confidence. And I think, Gussie, mate, you pulled out a good stat during the week, the Storm's white jerseys.
Yeah, exactly right. So the toss goes for who wins the home jersey and who goes to the home dressing room. The Panthers won that, so they'll wear their normal home kit and they'll be in the home dressing room. The Storm have been in two grand finals where they've lost the toss and gone out in white. They lost 40-0 to Manly and 21-6 to the Roosters. Yeah. So as far as I'm concerned, it is done and dusted. The Storm are going to get touched up.
I don't know. I think the Storm can win this one. I just think not everything points to them, but I just think, you know, Munster didn't play that well in the last game. He just did his job. But I don't know. I just think they're ready to go.
Clive Churchill medalist.
I'm going to go with Jerome Hughes just in front of Munster.
Okay. It's been a wonderful show. Yeah. Really look forward to the AFL Grand Final tonight, Jude, and, of course, the NRL Grand Final tomorrow night. Like I said, from 1 p.m. tomorrow, we've got 10 hours of action on Triple M. Thanks for listening to the Dead Set Legends.
That was great.
was the Dead Set Legends. Looking for something fun to do for the rest of the weekend? Visit Paddy's Markets at Haymarket or Flemington. Paddy'sMarkets.com.au.